A Tribe Called Red is a DJ crew from Canada. The group produces a unique sound that fuses traditional powwow drums and vocals with cutting-edge electronic music. The members of the group recently visited Tucson and provided the soundtrack for the grand finale at the All Souls Procession. In the span of just a few years, A Tribe Called Red has become the face of urban Native American youth. It is credited with promoting the members' heritage and highlighting Aboriginal cultures. The members also keep up with popular music, fashion, and art. In this next piece, we hear from A Tribe Called Red members, DJ Shub, DJ Indian, and DJ Bear Witness.
Definitely super excited about being part of this event. Hearing a lot about it before we came, and then getting here and hearing the stories about how it started, and just seeing the way that the whole community here really has embraced it and it's become like sort of like an integral part of this city. You know, I think that's really interesting into itself, and excited to participate.
My name is Dan General. I go by DJ Shub. And I am Upper Cayuga from the Six Nations.
Bear Witness, Cayuga, also from Six Nations.
Hi, I'm DJ Indian, also known as Ian Compo. All we really did was mash up dance music with dance music. Because a powwow music is made for like specific dances and made for, you know, specific regalia. You know, it's made to make you dance. So all we really did was mash up dance music with dance music.
We stick to just powwow music, right? We're not even really remixing, you know, music from individual nations and stuff like that. We're just going strictly for powwow. And when we're talking about powwow music as something that's celebrated across North America, that's a fairly recent tradition for most nations, right? Like powwow, something that came from the prairies, and like people in the prairies had powwows, you know, way back. But for something that everybody celebrates, I mean, that's from the 60s, 70s that tradition became so widespread across North America. So we're dealing with something that is a recent tradition, and something that has always been willing and open to integrating modern elements as they came about. We definitely have managed to cross a lot of age barriers. Like, it's definitely been accepted across generations. You know, we hear stories where it'll be like the grandpa of a family who's turned on his daughter to it or son to it, and then turned the grandkids on it. And then we've also heard it go the other way, go from like the grandkids all the way up to grandparents. So, you know, I think we are speaking to all generations, at least part of all generations.
Hey, put the knife down. Put the knife down. Put the knife down.
I think there's a reason why we're doing what we're doing right now. You know, that I think like 10 or 15 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do this. It wouldn't have been something that the community would have supported, and we probably would have run into more problems. But I think it was the time for it to happen. You know, it was what people were ready for, what people needed and wanted to see happen.
He was late. Yes. We're waiting to hear more about what led to a deadly shooting in the city part of downtown Seattle tonight. A man was shot and killed near the intersection of Bourne
Avenue. There's a lot. I think the overriding message is just about representation and representing our culture in the way that we want to see it represented. You know, it goes against the long history of misrepresentation of Aboriginal people in the media. And I mean, it goes right back to portraiture painting and photography and all of those things where we've never been in control of our own image. So I think if anything, that would be the overriding thing, is just being able to represent our people and our community in a way that we want to be seen.
A video of A Tribe Called Red's performance at the All Souls Procession finale is posted on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.